Immigration. It's shaping up to be the campaign issue for the GOP in 2024. There's a continued increase in the number of migrants showing up at the southern border of the U.S. Last month was a record high, according to federal data, and some are calling the situation for migrants a humanitarian crisis. And the Biden administration is under mounting pressure to stem the flow of people fleeing violence or poverty and heading to the U.S. The Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is just back from Mexico City, where he met with Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, and the secretary joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so very much for having me.
Thank you for being here. I'd like to start with this meeting with the president. What concrete measures came out of that meeting?
We discussed a number of factors to address the situation, not only at the southern border, but quite frankly, the challenge of displaced people across the entire hemisphere. We see large groups of people moving from the south of Mexico to the north, and we spoke of the work that they can do and how we can assist them in interdicting those individuals along the migratory path. Mm-hmm. What they can do to strengthen their security at their southern border. What we can do together to advance lawful pathways for individuals so they do not need to place their lives and their life savings in the hands of smugglers. How we can better deliver consequences for individuals who do not avail themselves of the lawful pathways that we provide. What we can do together to address root causes.
Now, Mexico was seen as the enforcer of U.S. immigration policy under the Trump presidency, under the threat of tariffs. Mexican authorities were quite punitive with migrants, mass roundups, reports of abuse. Is this a role that the Biden administration wants Mexico to now play with this surge in people moving?
There's something that's very, very important to communicate. And this distinguishes us, this administration, from the past administration, that we are going to enforce our laws and we are going to realize the opportunities of our system while adhering to our values as a nation. And that is a principle that is unflappable for this administration.
Let's talk about that, because the current House Speaker, Mike Johnson, has been very critical specifically of your department and of you. In recent days, his party has renewed its call for your impeachment. Do you see Republican members of Congress as good faith partners?
It is incumbent upon leaders with the authority to deliver solutions for the American people, to deliver those solutions. And we have that opportunity before us now to address what everyone agrees is a broken system.
Now, Border Patrol agents have been quoted saying they're not equipped to deal with this flood of people crossing the border, referring to it as a humanitarian crisis, that they're running on fumes, they're not getting any more funding since Republicans tied funding for Ukraine with administration concessions on border policy. So in the face of this, what can the administration do to get Border Patrol agents what they need in this moment?
Well, in 2023, in fiscal year 2023, this administration secured funding for 300 additional Border Patrol agents, the first plus up of Border Patrol agents in more than 10 years. Mm. The president has submitted to Congress a supplemental funding request that will provide approximately 1,200 additional Border Patrol agents, technology to address the scourge of fentanyl, and to really assist us in our fight, our unprecedented fight against the smugglers and the drug cartels.
That supplemental funding has been an issue in Congress and hasn't passed in the past. And I just want to know what might be different. Is the White House willing to make policy concessions on border policy in order to restart funding for Ukraine? How will you get this supplemental funding through a Congress that has been so deadlocked on issues around immigration?
I would say two things. Number one, the funding, the much-needed resources are one of the is one of the subjects that is the subject of the ongoing bipartisan discussions. Mm-hmm. And two, it is certainly our hope and our trust that as House members visit Eagle Pass, Texas, and see the magnitude of the challenge, that they will come back to Washington focused on solutions.
My last question is, you mentioned earlier that there are differences in the way that President Biden's administration has approached immigration to President Trump, but a lot of immigration rights groups have compared the two, the building of more wall, the leaning on Mexico to enforce. I mean, really, how different have the policies been?
They've been dramatically different, and I would take issue with anyone who argues otherwise. We have a family reunification task force that has reunited more than 700 families that were cruelly separated by the prior administration. We've rescinded a public charge rule that denied access to public benefits on the behalf of migrant populations. We have fortified the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, DACA. We have built an unprecedented number and breadth of lawful pathways for people to reach the United States and achieve humanitarian relief outside the hands of smugglers. Yeah. The fact that we deliver consequences for those who do not qualify for relief is a legal mandate that we enforce. But to draw a comparison between this administration and the prior administration is a woeful error and does not do justice to the foundational principle that we are enforcing the laws of this country while adhering to the values that define us.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you so much.